EP MLA, Paul Given, with us this morning. Morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning to you. And the SDLP MLA, Conal McDevitt, with us as well. Morning to you, Conal.
Hi, Stephen.
Good morning to you. So, Paul Given, is it the position of the DUP that the police are policing these protests differently in loyalist areas than the nationalist areas?
Well, they are policing them differently. That is the very issue.
So it's not just perception. You're using the word perception. The First Minister's using the word perception, but you lot mean it too.
Yeah, well, if you give me a chance just to get more than two words out before you interrupt me, Stephen, if you wouldn't mind. They are policing loyalist protests differently to the way they police Republicans. What we have asked for is an explanation given so that people can understand why that is the case. We're not saying that the policing of those Republican or loyalist protests and the tactics they use are wrong. But the perception that is then created when you have a Republican protest in East Belfast watched by a helicopter and no police officers on the ground, and then you have loyalist protests where you have the bumper Land Rovers and more police officers than protesters, that requires an explanation so that people then can understand why the tactics are different.
And are you just forgetting, Paul, to include the amount of police officers who are on the ground and the likes of Ardoin on the 12th of July, for example? You're just forgetting to talk about that.
No, I'm not. And the way that was policed was a very difficult situation. The way the police have had to deal with some of the loyalist protests have also been very difficult. But they need to be explaining not just the protests and their tactics that they use when it comes to loyalists, but then whenever they oppose bail for loyalists and Republicans' bail isn't opposed, that then needs to be given an explanation, not just by the police, but by the judiciary as well. And that's why Matt Bagot and the Lord Chief Justice, I welcome their public statements. It is bringing clarity to the situation, and I think that empowers us as politicians to be able to relay to our community who are raising genuine fears, and those grievances should be aired, because if you bottle them up and you don't give people a voice, then they take to the streets.
Yeah, but
and
why
that's
is
what
the,
everybody wants to avoid.
Why is the DUP not responsible for explaining to their community, to people within the unionist community and indeed within the loyalist community, as much as the police? Why is the DUP, why is the First Minister of Northern Ireland talking about a protest in a Republican area at the weekend? I'm quoting him here. He said there was a protest in a Republican area at the weekend. There wasn't a policeman in sight. If it had been loyalists protesting, you would have had police vehicles bumper to bumper the whole way down the road. And he totally forgets to talk about the amount of policemen on the ground during the likes of Ardoin. Completely leaves that out. Why? Why would he do that?
We have been explaining to our community how things should be done and that we shouldn't be blocking roads, that there needs to be a political vehicle. We've given them the political voice.
Well, that's nothing to do with it. The inference here, what we're talking about, Paul, is the inference that the police are not on the ground during Republican protests. And it's not the case, is it?
It depends on the situation. And both accounts, the police can explain why in Ardoin they were there in heavy numbers, and in East Belfast over the weekend there wasn't a police officer on the ground. That requires an explanation. I don't think you can explain the tactical reasons for that. The police are best placed to explain that. And we do try to explain to our community the differences. However, why should the judiciary and why should the police not give an explanation to the public? They are public servants and they also should be given an account and an explanation. They're not immune from some form of public criticism that is there whenever people believe that tactics that are being handled may not be appropriate.
And the First Minister has met with the Chief Constable. Is the DUP happy and content and supportive of how the police have dealt with the protests?
We had a good meeting. I was at that meeting that Peter Robinson had with the Chief Constable. I thought it was a very constructive one. I know people maybe are trying to read into things that certainly I didn't witness at that meeting. And he was able to reassure us around their tactics. And what we made it clear to the police was, it isn't us that need to be convinced. It is those people within our community who need to be convinced about the police tactics and all of this.
And that's the reason, Paul, that's the reason why my last question is so important. You, and this is the way the political system works, obviously. Not every member of the community can meet the Chief Constable. So on behalf of the loyalist unionist community, you met the Chief Constable, as did the First Minister. Are you able to send a message out to your community now that you believe the police policed those protests properly and equitably?
yes, I was reassured that the manner in which the police have managed the protests and the explanation that they gave to me, it was appropriate. And it's not for me then to tell the police operationally that they should be using different tactics. But it is for us as political representatives to relay to the police that in the absence of public explanation as to how they go about doing their business, that is creating resentment within some sections of the loyalist community. That creates tension. That can then lead to street politics, and that needs to be alleviated and addressed.
So if you were content and happy with what the police told you and the Chief Constable's explanation, is the perception within the loyalist community wrong then, that policing was inequitable?
No, there are elements of the loyalist community that isn't about the policing of protests. It then goes on to why loyalists have bail opposed and Republicans don't.
We'll get onto that in a second. But in terms of the protests, is the perception within the loyalist community wrong or right that the police have not dealt with it in an even-handed way?
It's not a case, Stephen, of saying whether that perception is wrong or right.
Yes, it is.
That perception is there, and it is about dealing with that perception.
So as the main unionist party in Northern Ireland, the biggest unionist party in Northern Ireland, are you telling your community that the perception is wrong or right?
You need to be more specific with me in terms of exactly what I'll give you a straight answer.
In terms of how the police policed the protests in loyalist areas in having... the First Minister spelt it out. He said you would have police vehicles bumper to bumper the whole way down the road if it was loyalist protesting, and he then talked about a protest in a Republican area where there wasn't a policeman in sight.
Well, the
Chief Constable has explained to you how he policed those protests. Is the perception wrong or right?
No, well, the police had to police the protests when they were at their height in a particular manner.
And do you support the way they did it?
What we had over the weekend, though, was nine loyalist protesters in Carrickfergus, and you had a range of Land Rovers and scores of police officers. That, to me, is unnecessary for the police to be there in the scale in which they were, and that then creates the perception that the police are taking different tactics for nine loyalist protesters as opposed to scores of Republicans, which they watched from a helicopter. I don't believe that that was a proportionate use of police resources in that particular circumstance.
Generally speaking, during the protests, do you think the Police Service of Northern Ireland have policed the Northern Ireland loyalist protests properly, equitably?
Yes, I think the police have faced, at times, horrendous violence emanating from some sections within the loyalist community. We witnessed sledgehammers going through police Land Rovers, police officers being subjected to petrol bombs. Those individuals, I trust, do get arrested, do go before the courts, and do go to prison. That was wholly inappropriate, and it was against the law. So the police had to deal with that, and in the round, they have faced a very difficult job. We said to Matt Baggett that we believed he had handled the protests in an appropriate fashion when others were calling for him to use heavy-handed tactics. We said that that would inflame the situation, and he has used the right tactics, and that has now been alleviated. The streets aren't being blocked, and now we want to ensure that we don't reignite that by people feeling that whenever loyalists are going before the courts, that bail is going to be opposed, and Republicans, it isn't. And there needs to then be an explanation, a detailed explanation, so that people can understand all of this.
And why would the DUP call for the Chief Constable to get involved in whether bail is given or not to an individual?
Because the police will liaise very closely with the Public Prosecution Service in terms of whether they believe bail should be opposed in each particular case that goes before the courts. But so the police do have a role in explaining that, as do the judiciary.
But the final decision is made by a judge. Isn't that correct?
That's correct.
So ultimately, if you're calling for public accountability, you're calling for the judges to be accountable. Do you think individual judges should be open to explaining to the public beyond what they do in court when they're giving the summary of their decision? Do you think there should be a to and fro of questioning back and forward from public representatives to a judge about every bail decision?
Well, I'm not saying there should be a to or fro, but there certainly is a responsibility on the judiciary to explain the decisions that they take. It is not good enough for judges to take decisions and then if there are issues raised or concerns raised, that they go unresponded to. But that isn't the proper way to do business. And actually, the Lord Chief Justice is bringing the judiciary forward It is developing its relationships with politicians. That's why Sir Declan Morgan will be before the Justice Committee after Easter for the first time ever since justice was devolved, explaining judicial matters. That's never happened before. That's another opportunity for public representatives to question the Lord Chief Justice and for the public then to hear those answers.